Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Just a little programming note. There will be no Scott Haney next Friday, as I will be floating around the Caribbean.
Really?
In a boat, right?
Yeah, right.
In a boat.
Yeah. They want to specify that part right there.
Yes. Or on a raft. No. It'll be a floaty.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm going to leaving today out of Bradley.
Nice.
And then I will be traveling to Puerto Rico. And then the boat leaves tomorrow, and we will be going to Aruba, Curacao, St. Kitts, and Martinique.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Wow. Damn.
Yes. Wow. Goodbye.
And who's we?
My friend Eric and I. My friend Eric from Fire Island. Nice. I'm not bringing the boy.
Why isn't the boy going?
It's got to work, right?
Because these plans were made over a year ago, and I didn't know the boy at that time.
Oh.
I think you did.
So, no, May. We met May 30th. Huh. May 31st. We met Labor Day.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, plans already. So, yeah.
He's not too happy with me going.
I was going to say, I
don't blame him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going on the cruise. He's like, you don't need it. Can I come? No.
Why not?
No, I'd love to have him come. It's just he doesn't have a passport.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Let's get a passport.
Right.
And B, next year you can come.
There you go.
And I told him, I said yesterday, I said, I will subsidize part of the trip. He goes, well, how much? I go, how much can you save between now and next year?
Buy him a piggy bank.
Does he get allowance or what?
I'm going to buy exactly.
How many laws got to do your chores?
I used to have a jar, and it said stereo fund on it, like a Hellman's jar, and I used to stuff all my money in there.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm going to get him. It's going to say cruise jar.
Nice.
Nice. Big jar.
That's good.
A big jar.
Big jar.
Yeah. So I said, you got to have a little skin in the game.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Like tan your skin, has some skin in the game.
Who is this Eric that you're going with?
Eric's a good friend of mine. He was in a relationship with his partner, Tim, for 34 years, and then they broke up.
Oh. And you're going on the cruise with him?
I'm going on the cruise with Eric, one of the two, yes.
Right.
And the boy is okay with this?
Oh, totally. Eric and I are just great friends.
Okay.
See, that's the difference with gay men and I think heterosexual couples. Yeah. I don't think a guy or a girl would be okay with that.
Yeah, that would not work.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. 100%. I'm giving it to you.
You're like, hey, you can
so
stay
what,
out there.
So what
then.
Is that? What is it with gay men who, like, is there's no cheating?
There's old trust
there's
thing.
Explain it to me.
Well,
explain this trust thing to me.
Is this a thing?
Can you imagine, like, your woman saying, "Hey, I'm going on this cruise for a week with this dude just broke up with someone.
We're good friends, though.
Can I go?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you put it like that, it's
going to be impossible.
Yeah. Well, yo, if he can go on a body cast, fine, no problem.
Yeah. 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 Just sleep with one eye open, honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That would never. I could never walk into my house and say, "Guess what I'm doing?"
No. Yeah. Yeah.
She's in there sharpening the knives in the kitchen.
And she could never do that.
Yeah.
I'm going on a cruise with this dude.
Your friend.
Yeah. Okay.
I got to
What if? What if the guy were gay that Jennifer were going with?
Nah.
Still got a thing.
Still
no. He's still got a thing.
No.
Yeah.
You never know.
No. All says, oh, look, no. I'm not gay anymore.
Right. You cured me.
Right.
You made me better.
Right. I drank too much. I don't know.
Or not better, but whatever.
I experimented. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Several times.
No. I drank too much and I forgot.
Yeah, no. No. Yeah, here's some salt
God,
for the guys.
Not happening. Too funny.
No,
yeah.
You're very trusting.
Very trusting. I'd be very trusting.
We're very trusting. And then. Even if you do, even when you do mess up, you just tell the person, "Hey, I messed up," and they're like, "Yeah, all right, whatever.
Wait,
let's go
wait,
on. Let's move forward."
Wait, what?
Well, that changes it.
What? Wait, you have slips? It's just a slip.
Yeah,
right.
I personally don't have slips.
No, you don't. But that's
I don't.
Right.
Kind of how it works.
You know. Well, I don't know. You know, I've seen people slip, and it's either you just confess, and sometimes it, you know, ruins the relationship. Otherwise, it's just like, all right, whatever.
Huh.
Huh.
Wow.
All right, well, I think that happens.
I'd be like, you're dead to me.
Not in my world, but I've heard this happen with other couples. Right?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a slip.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
No, here's a bat.
Yeah,
I don't advise.
You're gonna slip down the stairs.
Right. Yeah, oh, look what happened. You slipped several times.
Yeah.
I don't advise it. Try to stay as faithful as you can.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you just not as you can. Just stay faithful.
Yeah.
That's really that's the one rule.
The takeaway.
That's it.
That's.
Yeah,
that's the deal breaker. That's right. Like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Right.
I got to be able to know that, you know.
There's no hanky-panky.
He has nothing to worry about on this cruise.
Right.
Yeah, like, I'm going, I'm going to have a good time, but there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, your floaties.
Watch.
You're good.
Yeah, this will be the cruise where every single guy is throwing themselves at me.
Yeah.
And I'll be like,
seven margaritas later. Sorry.
Right.
Oh my God.
So you guys are very exclusive then.
Exclusive. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Nice. Yes. Nice. There's no question there.
Is he a doctor?
No. He's something else.
Do you think you'll be in your phone a lot? In other words, he'll be like, "Hey, so what are you doing now?" Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, wow.
There's no service on board. And then I went to AT&T and they gave me an international package. So when I get on land, like when we're on land in Aruba or St. Kitts or Martinique or Curacao, you get to text unlimited for $10 a day.
I'd be mad. No international package for you.
Yeah, right?
Right, exactly. So he's like, I'll be able to talk to you, right? And I'm like, I think so.
Right.
Just not on certain days.
How old is this Eric guy?
Oh, he's my age.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So if the boy, let's just flip this. If the boy was going on a cruise with someone his age who just recently broke up.
Right.
Would you be like, okay, have a good time. I'll go next year.
I'll talk to you whenever, yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely would.
Wow. You say it now.
You have to say that now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How do you Scott's like, where's my bat?
You have to say that.
Come on, man. Where's your Long Island, dude? Where's your bat?
Oh, my God.
No,
I would be like, okay, go. And if he slipped up, I'd be like, okay, fine.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very. As I've gotten close to my age, I wouldn't be happy with it, but I'd be like, "What are you doing?
Are you opening the door for you to have a slip?"
No. But I've been his age once before, and let me tell you, what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Let me go have fun. I'm exhausted.
Once someone takes a bite of my sandwich, I don't want it anymore. Your lips are on there. I don't want my sandwich anymore.
Once that door is open, it's open.
Yeah.
It's open.
You can just keep on walking.
Yeah. Because then it's like, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to see the rest of the world now.
I'll tell you the one thing that he does that annoys me.
Okay.
He uses my toothbrush.
Hmm. Okay.
And then he's like, but we kiss.
Right.
And I'm like, it's not the same.
Yeah, there's tartar in there.
Yeah.
Tartar.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to wean him off that.
Gotcha.
Jennifer and I have done that in situations where we're traveling and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think either one of us want to do it. I think it's like, there's no other choice here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
I'd always have a spare toothbrush in that case. There'd always be a
spare. I'm going to go to the beach, just stand in my mouth.
Yeah. I gotta wean him off that. I'm like, no, this is my property
It's
right
like
here.
59 cents for a toothbrush.
Buy him his own.
Exactly.
Nice.
And I got free ones from the dentist.
Get him a nice one.
Art and Aunt Sonia.
Hey, I think Scott Haney's pulling a fast one here.
Why?
I've been on several cruises, and you do not need a passport to go on a cruise.
Yes, you do. No?
Yeah,
no,
yes, you do.
When you go to different islands, Bermuda, stuff like that, I had to
Where'd you go? From New York to Florida?
No, I went to Bermuda, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, all of them. Did not need a passport at any of them. So you go on the guest I'll read you
the directions that says a passport is advisable and mandatory. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I get the mandatory word in there.
Scott just texted me to hang up on you. There's a lot of people fact-checking the last segment.
Yes.
Where, you know, Scott Haney's going.
Do you need a passport or not?
Scott Haney's going on a cruise. The boy is not.
Right. Yeah.
When we say the boy, it's his younger boyfriend.
Yes.
Because he needed a passport.
Right.
Jeff in Oxford.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. He, Scott, you're totally correct. You don't need a passport for Bermuda and Bahamas.
You don't.
They have diplomacy with the U.S. You don't need to have a passport to go there.
Puerto Rico
is also the U.S. territory, so you don't need to go there. But St. Kitts, all those other places, absolutely need a passport.
Thank you.
This is Scott. Like, that's interesting.
That's intriguing.
Yeah, there you go. You better get those tickets.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Get off the phone, Jeff.
Inner Scott's going, kill him!
The inflection in your voice.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, during the break, Ruth came in and said, here's what you need and don't need, a passport, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the boy doesn't need a passport.
Right. Well.
It got quiet almost.
No, he does need a passport.
No, he doesn't need a passport.
No.
Yes, we're not going to Bahamas or Bermuda.
We're going to
St. Kitts, Martinique, and Curacao. You need a passport for that.
Right.
They don't have that mutual agreement with the United States that Bermuda and the Bahamas have.
Oh.
Right. So he does need one.
So he does need one.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just keep telling them that. That's all.
Yeah,
exactly. Just keep telling them that. Right. You need a passport, honey. You can't come. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone's got to watch the cat.
Is that what you use? Do you use honey?
Bubba.
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 Hey there, Bubba.
Bubba. Does he wear a cowboy hat?
No, he doesn't.
I like that. That's a
Bubba.
What does he call you?
Bubba.
You're Bubba, and he's Bubba.
Yeah, we're both Bubbas.
Oh, that's fun.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Why we should be Hubba. Hubba.
Hubba. Yeah.
Right. One should be Hubba. The other should be Bubba.
Hubba.
Hubba and Bubba.
Bubba. What's going on, Bubba?
Rubba.
So funny. You now have a new permanent anchor on the morning show on Channel 3?
We do. Caitlin Nuclo has joined the anchor team. She is filling a vacancy and she started, I think it was... I think it was last week. So it's already been 2 weeks. It's amazing. She's a doll.
She's great. But you're surrounded now. So there's two Caitlins and a Nicole.
Two Caitlins and a Nicole.
Right. And then various female reporters and you.
And Scott.
And me. And, you know, the token gay man.
Right.
Hubba.
Yes.
Bubba.
And now the weather is
Bubba.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, if you ever turn, man, you're going to be in paradise.
Yep.
I know, but they're all married except Caitlin Francis.
Oh.
And we're best friends.
Okay. Right. Yeah. No, of course.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, like, I could go on a cruise with Caitlin Francis.
Right.
And, you know, here she comes.
Just no passport.
We could go on a cruise together.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You and me? Absolutely. We wouldn't kill each other, and there's nothing. No, we're just friends.
I hear her walking faster.
She walked out quickly.
She's like, I got to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, the folks are going nuts here with this passport stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he needs a passport.
Right, for the islands you're visiting.
Nick, Patrick,
for the islands
Long
I'm
Island.
Visiting.
Yeah, how long? As far as, in my experience, I've been on many, many cruises, and I've never had a passport, and I've been to St. Kitts, St. Thomas, St. Martin, all those places.
All right.
Well, Jamaica, many a time.
I got to let him go. He's got to go do TV, and we got to end this so he has a nice vacation.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. All right, have a great vacation.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, guys. Love you, and we'll talk in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
St. Patrick's Day weekend, and call in and tell us the odd place you woke up after a night of drinking. Everyone on gets in the running for tickets to see Styx, 203-882-9757. Tommy in Milford.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
So I woke up in a public park in Portchester totally naked, next to my best friend's sister.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, the good news is you found her. I was searching for her. I found her.
And that's not the kicker. Standing over us was a police officer who turned out to be my training officer when I got on the job.
Oh,
wow.
He's like,
I remember you.
Wait, I met before. You were really a-hole last time I saw you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you for your service as a police officer.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Did you
haven't told many people that story, though.
Did you remain friends with your best friend?
Oh, yes, I did.
Well, of course, he found his sister.
How about his sister?
She was missing.
He
found her.
Yeah.
Undercover.
She still reaches out every once in a while.
Very good.
Nice.
All right. Excellent. You are in the running for Styx tickets. Thank you.
You are my darling. You are my joy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
That's like fantasy.
Yeah, I was just wondering. A lot of guys went to boy.
I was wondering if she was naked as well.
Right, no, we didn't get the answer to that.
Yeah, I think it's implied.
She was wearing his clothes. She was cold.
Yeah.
So I gave him my clothes.
I gave my clothes. That's right. Why.
Kevin and Wallingford.
Hey, how you doing, boys?
Hey, how you doing?
Kevin.
Morning. So, a buddy had a graduation party over the summer, and I woke up in the morning on top of a 40-foot rock down the street in the middle of February, covered in ticks.
Wow, got your rocks off, though.
Oh,
you did say ticks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. T and D.
Very similar.
Yeah, you don't want D's.
How did you end up on the rock? You don't know. Do you know?
That's the mystery. Right. I never know.
It's the mystery.
You attempted to make a
sale. Aliens abducted you and dropped you there.
He was Stonehenge, yeah. It's actually, he was trying to imitate a snowman. I'll be the head!
Good one. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You're in the running for Styx tickets.
How do you find ticks?
Ticks
in February.
Yeah.
Those are some hungry ticks.
Yeah, those are some hungry ticks.
Yep.
Boston John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey,
so basically, I started in Boston at the St. Patty's Day Parade, and then the next morning, I was in Providence, Rhode Island, in a strange house on a strange floor, wearing someone else's clothes.
Nice. Someone else's clothes.
Male or female?
Right.
Great question.
Right.
Well, no, they were male clothes. And then when I woke up in the morning, I got to meet these people that I met the day before.
Right.
And they gave me my clothes back. They were in a bag. I guess I puked all over myself.
Oh, that was very nice of them.
Okay.
Did your butt hurt at all?
Just at one time.
My butt did not hurt, but I had no way of getting back to Boston. I had no money. I had nothing. I had to wait in this strange house for 5 hours until my brother came and picked me up from Boston.
Wow.
I had to drive all the way to Providence.
They needed a bottle opener.
And Dave in Killingworth is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
I don't know if you guys remember, I travel. I used to live in the Soviet Union. I go to Cuba and all that stuff.
Yes.
Oh, that Dave.
Forrest Gump, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Dave Gump is your name.
Dave Gump.
Dave Gump, right.
Yes. Okay.
So I'm in England with a bunch of friends, and I'm drunk sitting on the sidewalk, and they're in the travel agency. We're trying to get tickets to go to Ireland.
Right.
They couldn't get tickets. And so I get on the plane. I pass out. I wake up. We're in the terminal. We're in Yugoslavia.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh.
We went to Greece instead of Ireland. So I woke up in Yugoslavia drunk.
Wow.
I didn't even know how to spend the night in Yugoslavia.
You probably sound like them talking.
It was before the war, too, so it was Yugoslavia.
That's one hell of a hangover. You wake up and everyone's speaking a different language. And you're like, wow, man, did I have an aneurysm or a stroke? Yeah.
Where can I get an egg sandwich?
Where's the Guinness?
Where's the bangers and mash?
Where's the Guinness? I got potato vodka instead.
All right, you're in the running for the Styx tickets. 203-882-9757. Good luck, brother.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
Everybody on gets in the running for the Styx tickets. Todd and Seymour.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm on it.
Hi, Todd.
About 3 Mother's Days ago, my son invites us over, and he says, "Hey, Pops, can you help me split some wood?" And so we're splitting wood, and all the women are getting drunk. They're just drinking and laughing at us.
Right.
So I only had like 3-4 beers. At about 4 o'clock, my fiance says, "We got to go pick up my stepdaughter's car."
All right, a couple questions for clarity. Are you splitting with an axe or with a splitter?
Someone's head.
Splitter.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
And all right, so you have the beers. Go ahead.
So I'm pretty sober, you know. She goes, "We're going to go to my stepdaughter's mother's house and pick up
her
car."
Hold on a second. I'm going to help you here. Let's go to the end, and then we'll work our way back. Where did you wake up after a night of drinking?
I woke up in the back of my stepdaughter's car in my garage.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah. Holding your log?
Was the car running?
Yeah, they were like, he's an obnoxious. Put him in the back.
Put him in the back and turn the car on. Running.
It's okay. We'll make a bet.
Well, got that insurance policy updated?
Drunk.
I think it was kind of self-inflicted. So we went over the mother's house, who we never met, and we go upstairs, and it's her birthday. So we're drinking wine. Oh. Then we're drinking shots of Patron.
You were mixing.
Oh, boy.
I'm drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, they're like, "We got some gummies."
Oh man, you didn't need anything.
Wow. No.
You didn't need a gummy.
No. You were good already.
Yeah.
I'm like, "I don't know. I haven't taken any while. How many should I take?" He goes, "Take 2. I go, "Give
Wrong.
Me 4.
Right. Let me have the whole bottle.
Give me 4.
Right. Give me 4. So, oh, 2?
Did your head?
I could do 4.
Even the gummies were laughing at him.
Did your head feel like a log splitter at the next morning?
I didn't even know I had one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
You're potent. Yep.
Good night, huh?
That's a good night.
Yep.
Oh, that was a great time.
Yeah. I just wonder how you got to the car.
Right.
You know?
That is a great question.
He'd like to know, too.
There are times where you get so loaded, you're like, I have to just go somewhere and take a nap, but I want to go somewhere where, one, I'll be left alone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to draw on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Or 2, I can be found later.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So all right. Thank you, Todd.
I figured they still love me because they shut the car off at least.
See?
Well, that's good.
That's love right there. That's good. That and gas prices are expensive.
Very good. What? All right, Todd. Yeah. Thank you. You notice how no women are calling during this subject?
Yeah. Come on, ladies. I've seen you.
Yeah,
where do you think the number one odd place?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's some dude's apartment.
Yeah.
Right.
It's okay, ladies.
Yeah.
You like Styx?
Don't be shy.
This way, carry extra underwear.
It's a fun night.
You did say you like Styx.
There's no guilting or shaming here.
Right. It's covered in Styx.
203-882-9757. The odd place you woke up after a night of drinking. Vinny in Waterbury.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, nothing.
late 80s, I was stationed in Southern California in the Marine Corps.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A bunch of us went down to Tijuana for a party, and then it was a Friday night, and we all woke up Saturday morning in a Tijuana jail.
Oops.
We all had the same tattoo on our arms.
Man,
we don't even remember where we got them or anything.
You're a Willie Nelson song.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, we had gotten into some kind of a barroom brawl, and we all got thrown in a slammer overnight. And
you don't remember getting the tattoo?
And our captain the next day to bail us out of
it. Oh, that's tough.
What was the tattoo?
Yeah, what was the tattoo?
It was a Marine Corps bulldog. All had the Marine Corps bulldogs.
All right.
That's cool.
That's cool.
We even remember getting them.
At least it wasn't like this
we
end
had
up.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
like an arrow on your butt cheek pointing to the center.
Exit only.
It definitely could have been worse.
Yes, it could have.
Oh, nice job, Vinny. Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your service, brother.
Thank you.
Bedelia.
Bedelia.
Oh, Bedelia.
We're just testing you. You passed.
Good morning.
Finally,
yeah, I'm the one with the
girl.
With the crazy guy Bubba that put my name on his dog food thing and hit my head, my husband's head with a cue ball. That would be me.
Okay, now it's a Tuesday.
Hold on.
What
go back,
was that?
Ruth? Are you familiar with this?
It sounds familiar.
Okay.
What was it again?
Yeah.
Bedelia from Portland.
Right. Cue ball.
Definitely cue ball remember Bedelia.
What was
great
the cue ball story?
That was the one where he kept looking down my shirt, and I gave him three times to say, stop it, right. And I hit him in the head with a cue ball.
There you go, see?
And then he
nice.
Me,
you
not once,
him up.
But twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And was there a pool
yeah,
table
the other
there?
One was the guy, Bubba, that from Arizona or Texas or something, and he freaking made a dog bowl and put his name on it.
Right.
And my name on the dog bowl, so they were matching. But my story is this. I woke up on the hood of a Trans Am.
So many questions.
On the hood of a Trans Am.
Oh, good.
So you were the fire chicken.
So I woke up in nothing but my panties and a pair of 4-inch heels, and I dented the hell out of his hood. I guess I was dancing on it.
You were tiny containing.
A mixture of tequila and Jack Daniels.
Wow, he must love me so
known for.
Wow.
Go. You can't kill me. I'm an alien. Come on, silly. But I'm just saying that.
Right.
I drank this guy under the table. It's like 300-pound biker, and he was like, you're little. You can't do this. And I'm like, yeah, I can.
Right.
So
well,
then
you fit in the hood of a car.
Oh, and by the way, the place.
But wait, with all of this, you hit someone in the head with a cue ball because they were looking down your shirt?
Right.
That was my husband.
Oh, right.
Well, that's different.
So he's not
allowed.
The one
dancing on the hood of the car, that's a whole different story.
That's a whole different story.
And a calendar, place, apparently.
Yeah.
It might be, because I've been to Rendezvous numerous times, and I can't even tell you how many pictures. My poor son, he's 34 now, but he's like, Ma, how was everything at Rendezvous? I'm like, good. He goes, you know what? My friend's seen your picture.
Yeah, when you walk through a bar, they all yell your name.
And I'm like, no.
Wait, Rendezvous, is that a... Is that a strip? Is that a strip joint?
What was that?
Is Rendezvous a strip joint?
Rendezvous? It's up in New York.
Okay.
It's like a big bike thing.
Oh, it's a bike thing.
Okay. Laconia.
All right. I got you.
Wow.
Nice. Okay.
Right. She's a mascot.
Yeah.
All right. I'm seeing, like, wet t-shirt contest.
It was pretty cool. But, you guys are awesome. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're in the running for the six tickets.
Oh, by the way, a friend of mine knows the person that you're going to be emceeing at this weekend.
Emceeing at
this weekend.
This weekend.
Safe Haven, that's in April.
Safe Haven, I think it is.
Yeah.
That's in April.
April.
Yeah, and she was like had nicest things to say about you.
Oh, so I'm really excited. Cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was what you guys do is great. My whole family has been in the military and everything.
Oh,
and
nice.
I just think you guys do a great job, and you make me laugh every morning. And I have a million stories. I should just write.
I can tell.
Down
I can imagine.
Yeah. I have to go. But
and they're no bullshit, by the way.
Okay.
They're real.
I'll hit the dump button. And you said it again. That's all right. I hit the dump button. Right. That's what it's for.
Go get the people.
Tell your family you said thank you for your service. Thank you for the story.
Thank you.
Thank you for the kind words.
Yes.
We're
going to
roll.
Is there any way that maybe I can meet you and tell you some of these stories?
Oh, boy.
You would die.
Will you be wearing the high heels and panties?
It was probably for like a month.
Yes, I'll be in my garage with a green Challenger later tonight.
That's drinking a martini.
In Milford.
That's good.
Drinking a martini with flip-flops.
And a cigar.
Looking at my toes.
That's great, because I don't have a green car in my garage.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.